Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to ask you, would you like to make better decisions? Well, that's going to be our topic today, and I want to talk to you about maybe how to make wiser decisions, and I want to base part of this off Psalm chapter 119, verse 105, and it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." I remember many years ago, I had a cassette that Amy Grant used to sing that song on, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And I'm thankful that even though that verse was written over 2,000 years ago, that it's still true today in 2019. And I'm going to share today and tomorrow, these two programs, five things that have kind of helped me over my 53 years of life trying to make wiser decisions. And I hope maybe it'll help you. The first thing I want to share with you today is choose to live for a cause that is greater than yourself. Choose to live for a cause that is greater than yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13 says, "But there is going to come a time of testing at the judgment day to see what kind of work each builder has done. Everyone's work will be put through the fire to see whether or not it keeps its value." You know, the fact of the matter is, friends, that one day we're all going to stand before God, and, you know, we are going to be asked one simple question. God's going to ask us, what do we do about his son, Jesus Christ? And the great news is God already gave us the answer to this one question, and that is that, you know, if we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, then we will live in eternity. We will be with Jesus in heaven and other loved ones that have gone before us. And, you know, I've done a lot of funerals over the past 15 years since I got ordained in ministry in my late 30s, and I can't tell you what peace that brings to a family when their loved one, there's no doubt that they knew Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. So I got to ask you today, you know, where is God and Jesus in your life? You know, some of you may have gone and checked off the get out of hell card when you were a child, and yet you've wandered far from God. And I want to encourage you today maybe to, quote, rededicate your life or commit to living a God-honoring life and getting involved in a local church and spending time with God through his word. Because as we shared earlier in Psalm 119, verse 105, God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our paths. But you got to learn to live for a cause that's greater than yourself. And our world's not going to tell you that. But I did a funeral recently, and the man that I did the funeral for, his family, he passed away at almost the age of 81. And I asked his three children, he had two sons and a daughter, to give me three words to describe their dad. And he was a brilliant man, and just really was, had created some patents and some things. He just was a genius, and literally was. And yet I love three of the words that one of the children used to describe. They said their dad was brilliant, he was funny, and he was loving. I thought, man, that's a great combination there. To be brilliant, but to have a sense of humor, to be funny, and also loving. And all three of those children knew how much their dad loved them. And, you know, they were all adults and been out of the home and married and had children of their own. Yet all three, it was a very emotional time because their dad, they knew that he loved them. And friends, I want to speak right now to those of you who are parents, whether you're a father or a mother, that it is crucial, number one, that your kids know that you love them, and number two, that you believe in them. And my dad was so good at this. My mom is still really good at that. And yet, I just saw it replayed just in person just a few days ago when doing that funeral for that gentleman's family and his kids, how much they love it, and the grandkids, and just the ripple effect. And so when I talk about choosing to live for a cause that is greater than yourself, as I shared at the funeral that day, and I get it from my hero Wayne Smith, he said, "I've done a lot of funerals, but I've never done one with a U-Haul behind the hearse. You can't take it with you." Wayne had that great laugh. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, friends, God loves us. He loves to bless his children and give us nice things. But make sure that your kids, your grandkids, know how much you love them and take time to do that and not just trying to keep up with the Joneses and getting more material stuff. Because the fact of the matter is you don't take any of it with you. And as I told those, the children and grandchildren recently at that funeral, I just said, his legacy, your dad and grandpa's legacy, will continue to live through you and encourage you to exhibit some of these same characteristics that he did of being loving to his children and grandchildren. The second thing I think when you're making wise decisions is you got to know what you believe. I mean, the fact of the matter is you can't live on your mom or dad's faith, on your grandparents' faith, on your spouse's faith, on your friend's faith. You have to have your own personal relationship with Jesus. And when you're making decisions, if you want to make God-honoring decisions, making wise decisions, you got to know what you believe. And that comes from spending time with God. I want to share two verses with you from Psalm chapter 119. The first, it says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your principles. And friends, if you want to make God-honoring decisions, make wise decisions in your life, I love God's word. Proverbs, written by the wisest man that ever lived, Solomon. One of the things I've shared this off and on over the past 15 months, but I feel like I need to share it again. If maybe you're having a hard time saying, where do I start reading the Bible? One of the ways I've encouraged people to do it, if they especially have some decisions they need to make in their life, is to read Proverbs, starting with whatever the day of the week is. If it's, you know, April 5th, then start on chapter 5. And just start reading those. There's 31 chapters in that. And I promise you, I've done this over and over throughout my life. Probably started doing that about 20 years ago when I heard a pastor talk about it. And I have done it off and on for several months. I've read each chapter probably 25, 30, 50. I don't know. I'm not keeping count. But it's amazing how a different verse will speak to me during that time. One that I don't have underlined or highlighted in my Bible this time because of a different season in my life that I'm in, that God's word will speak to me. And there'll be one verse that can carry me through the day. And then when I come upon a situation, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit tells me, that verse you read back at 6:30 in the morning or on your break at work at 9:30 that morning, you know what? This right now is how you need to make this decision or how you need to word your response. So I want to encourage you to spend some time with God. I still am old school, love to have a Bible in my hands, but I also use Bible apps. There's the YouVersion app that's really good. Also, I like the Bible Gateway app, and I do use it a lot also because I can read many different translations of it, you know, from King James Version, the New Living Translation, to the Message Version, the Amplified Bible, the Living Bible. I mean, there's just been so many more modern versions of the Bible that make it maybe a little easier to understand sometimes. And so I really want to encourage you, if you want to make wise decisions, that you've got to spend time in God's Word. Third thing that I want to talk to you about when trying to make wise decisions, making God-honoring decisions in your life, is you've got to expect that there's going to be conflict. Okay? That is just part of the deal, unfortunately, in our life. I wish that it wasn't true, but it is. And sometimes I think we're mistaken when we give our life to Jesus that now all my cares are going to be gone. Well, in a way, they are, but the fact of the matter is, Jesus told us in John chapter 16, verse 33, he said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So I'm so thankful that over 2,000 years ago, for Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection that we're getting ready to celebrate on Easter, he told the 12 guys, the disciples, those 12 guys he did life with in his 3 years of ministry from ages 30 to 33, that, hey, I'm telling you all these things because in me you'll have peace. In this world, you're going to have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And he was telling this before he was crucified, but then, of course, he rose from the dead on the third day. So, friends, we shouldn't think that it's coincidental that 2,000 years later that we're still going to have challenges and problems and people are going to let us down. And yet the fact of the matter is Jesus understands that. I mean, think about it. You know, he in the Garden of Gethsemane where he went to pray before he knew that he was going to be arrested and then later crucified. He asked the three guys that were his boys, his three closest friends, Peter, James, and John, to pray. And yet when he came out from praying and they say it, the Bible tells us that he had perspiration drops of blood because of the stress of knowing what was about to happen. And, you know, that's just not a fairy tale in the Bible. That is a physiological fact. You can look it up in the Bible. You can Google it, look it up, and see that that is actually something that can happen to our bodies when we're so stressed out that our sweat drops, our perspiration become blood drops. And so I just want you to realize that Jesus understands about conflict, and he understands that none of us like it, but you can't just kind of curl up in a ball and stay in a corner, okay, or stay in your room all day, or stay on the couch, or just watch TV and escape, that you have to expect conflict. But the good news is that Jesus will help you press through that. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, it says, God blesses those who are persecuted because they live for God. For the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when you are mocked and persecuted and lied about because you are my followers. You know, I think everybody that's listening to this, whether it's live on the radio or if it's on our podcast, everybody has been hurt by somebody. They've been made fun of, just like this verse talks about. They've been persecuted. It could be because of her faith. A lot of times in the United States, that doesn't happen, but it could have. But almost everybody, I would think, has been lied about. And, you know, the fact of the matter is it hurts, doesn't it? I know I have been. And, you know, some of the most ugliest, painful things that have happened in my life have been through people in the church. Yet, the fact of the matter is that it's not the church's fault. It's not God's fault. It's people. And we've talked about this last week with John Meyer from Radio Christian Ministry that, you know, that Jesus gave us free will and gives us ability to have a personal relationship with him. The consequence of that is, though, sometimes us as human beings here on earth, we make unwise or selfish decisions. So a lot of times we like to get mad at God because when people are rude or just hurt us, and yet the fact of the matter is God doesn't want us to be hurt, and yet he will help heal the wounds if we will allow him. So I want to recap the three decisions, three steps I talked to you today about making wise decisions or God-honoring decisions. Number one is choose to live for a cause that is greater than yourself. Number two, know what you believe. And you can only know that by spending time with God in his word. And really want to encourage you. We had the Bible Recap, the founder and the host of that, Tara Lee Cobble. That is a great way, if you travel a lot, to listen to a 7-minute podcast. It's no substitute for reading God's word yourself, but I really want to encourage you to check out the Bible Recap. You can find them on Podbean, on iTunes, or just go to their website, thebiblerecap.com. And the third thing that I just talked about when you're trying to make wise or God-honoring decisions, is that we have to expect conflict. I know nobody enjoys that, but the fact of the matter is we will always have conflict. Well, that's going to wrap up today's program, but I hope you'll continue to join us. If you tuned in late, you're like, man, I'd like to hear all of this. You can always go to our website and catch the podcast of each program. That is at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope is Here.
Taking care of Central Kentucky's floral needs for over 25 years, Creations by Karen features floral arrangements for every occasion, from anniversaries, corsages, Valentine's Day, as well as birthday gifts. You can count on Creations by Karen to deliver beautiful anniversary flowers, new baby gifts, bridal arrangements, or sympathy flowers. Contact them today at creationswithak@bykaren.net. That's creations-by-karen.net.